So during this time, I'm going to be talking about the study guide that we were given for the Respiratory 122 midterm. It's not going to be in any specific order, but I'm just going to go straight into it. Lymph is a clear to white fluid that is part of the body's immune system. Serum is used to detect red blood cells, antigens, and determines blood groups and checks for proteins, cholesterol, and sugar levels. Plasma is a yellow fluid that makes up 55% of our total blood volume. It contains protein, which is at 7%, water, 91%, and other solids, which is about 2%. Functions of surfactant include decreasing surface tension, preventing alveolar collapse, keeping alveoli dry, and decreasing work of breathing. The BUN test, which is also known as blood urea nitrogen test, is used to evaluate renal function. If it's decreased, then it indicates renal failure. Which white blood count is elevated in an allergic reaction? We would find the eosinophils to be increased in an allergic reaction. The functional unit of the kidney is the nephron. Functions of the kidney include controlling urine concentration, helping regulate blood pH, removing toxins from blood, regulating electrolyte concentration, and regulating blood volume. Causes of kidney failure include congenital disorders, infection, obstructive disorders, inflammation and immune responses, and neoplasms, which is cancer of the kidneys. Stroke volume calculation, which we won't necessarily need to know because on the midterm, we should be given stroke volume, but it's ESV minus EDV. And cardiac output calculation is going to be stroke volume times heart rate. And the way that you're going to want to think about this is using the ladybug. So if we're using the ladybug, the cardiac output is going to be at the top and it would take the place of minute volume. And then on the bottom, on the left side, on the bottom, you're going to have stroke volume, which would take the place of tidal volume. And then on the right side bottom, you're going to have heart rate, which would take the place of the respiratory rate. Polycythemia is an increased red blood cell count, while anemia is a decreased red blood cell count. The normal urine output is 60 milliliters per hour or 1,440 milliliters per day. The P wave represents atrial depolarization, and that's going to be the little bump before the QRS wave, which is the big bump on an EKG. And then we get to the QRS wave, which is going to be ventricular depolarization. And then we get to the tiny little bump after the QRS wave, and it's called the T wave, and it's going to represent ventricular repolarization. The normal pacemaker of the heart is known as the SA node. It's located in the right atrium, and it's responsible for depolarization or contraction of the right and left atria. The normal electrical pathway of the heart starts at the SA node, which is also known as the pacemaker, and it's affiliated with Bachman's bundle. And then it goes to the AV junction, to the bundle of His, to the bundle branches, and then finally ends at the Purkinje fibers. The cardiac blood flow starts in the superior and inferior vena cava, and it goes to the right atrium. And then goes through the tricuspid valve into the right ventricle, and then through the pulmonary semilunar valves, and then to the pulmonary arteries, and then it goes to the lungs, go out to the rest of the body, and or to where gas exchange would take place, and then it goes back to the pulmonary veins, and then to the left atrium, through the bicuspid valve into the left ventricle, and then through the aortic semilunar valve into the aorta, and then into the arteries, into the capillaries, and then to the veins, and then it goes back to the vena cava. The upper airway landmarks, or also known as the landmarks of intubation, are the lecula, epiglottis, and then true vocal cords. ADH is known as antidiuretic hormone. It regulates urine output by controlling water retention, and it's made in the pituitary gland. Erythropoietin is a hormone stimulating red blood cell production, and it's made in the kidneys. Systemic vasculature starts at the left ventricle and then ends at the right atrium. Internal respiration is gas exchange between blood and tissues, while external respiration is gas exchange between lungs and the environment. Muscles of inspiration include diaphragm and external intercostals, and muscles of expiration include abdominal muscles and intercostal muscles. The function of cilia are to move mucus and debris away from the airway into the upper airway so that it can be coughed out, and then it may be paralyzed by smoking, making them ineffective. Signs of infant respiratory distress include flared nostrils because they are nose breathers, cyanosis, and increased work of breathing. An early sign of renal failure is hypertension, which means high blood pressure. Systole is a heart muscle contraction phase, and this is when the valves are closed. And then diastole is a heart muscle relaxation, and valves are open.